Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالوا آمنا برب العالمين.
They said, we have believed in the Lord of the worlds.
رب موسى وهارون.
The Lord of Moses and Aaron.
قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين.
Pharaoh said, you believed Moses before I gave you permission. Indeed, he is your leader who has taught you magic, which you are going to know. I will surely cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will surely crucify you all.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this 49th verse of chapter Shu'ara. قُلْ أَمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ. Pharaoh said, you have believed in him before I give you leave. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. Verily, he is the chief of you who taught you the sorcery. فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ لَأُقَتِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. So soon shall you know, I certainly will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I certainly will crucify you all. To give you a short version of what has happened up to this point, as you were previously with us, we understood that in that gathering between Pharaoh and Aaron and all the people and all the sorcerers, the best of the best, the sorcerers were defeated. And since they were the experts in that field, since they knew that this cannot be magic, they believed in the Lord of the worlds, as they explicitly said, قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. At first, Pharaoh wanted all people to take permission for everything. He expected to control over people's minds and hearts. So he wanted people not to think and decide unless he allowed them. And this is what the oppressors have been doing throughout the history. قَالَ أَمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ. He said, you believed in him before I give you leave. This unrestrained, conceited person did not even utter the name of Allah and Moses. He used only the pronoun lehu, which is here for scoffing. قَالَ أَمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ. This is how headstrong some people can be. However, Pharaoh did not get satisfied with this. He moved on to say two other sentences. Because he wanted to stabilize his situation, he wanted to suppress people's awakened consciences. So he first accused the wizards that this is a conspiracy, this was a pre-planned gathering, and you wanted to topple me, and this conspiracy is against all people of Egypt. He wanted to attract the ideas of commoners and common people. So he said, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. Verily, he is the chief of you who taught you the sorcery. He accused them that they had planned such a program to deceive great people of Egypt. He said, and he claimed that you are trying to dominate people. He imputed them that they wanted to expel the real owners of that country and to put slaves in their places. He meant that he would not allow their conspiracy to be successful, and he would finally defeat it. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So Pharaoh accused these believers, these true believers, these sorcerers that they were fighting previously on his side, that they are planning a conspiracy. So he continues, فلسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين. He said, so soon shall you know, certainly I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I certainly will crucify you all. It means that not only would they be killed totally, but also their death would be along with torture and suffering. For cutting the right hand and the left leg or otherwise will prolong man's death, and suffering and torture will be doubled. Pharaoh would kill them in the presence of people and on top of all palm trees. He said, I will crucify you all. But these experts, these true believers, were ready for this. And we will see what they answered and will discuss in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and when faith